Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
What does a small meandering bayou in North Louisiana and a main branch of the Mississippi River that empties into the Gulf of Mexico have in common? It seems that both were named by French explorers for a semi-aquatic mammal that was abundant in each of the areas. Bayou Deluder in Union Parish and Passalutra in Plaquemine Parish were named for river otters. River otters, members of the weasel family, were once found throughout North America wherever wetlands existed. Built for a life in the water, they have streamlined, cylindrical bodies covered with waterproof fur, short legs, and long, tapering tails. Their ears and nostrils can close when submerged. Large males can be 3.5 feet long and weigh 30 pounds. Up to 5 otter pups per litter are born in shoreline dens that are often usurped beaver cavities. An otter's diet consists mainly of fish, which they are remarkably adept at catching. Depending on availability, they also consume crawfish, crabs, mussels, snails, rats, and snakes. In Louisiana, otters have no natural predators when they are in the water except humans and alligators. When on land, they can become prey for bobcats, coyotes, and dogs. In their aquatic environments, otters are very susceptible to pollution. As top predators, the impacts of contaminants in fish are concentrated and multiplied in otters that eat them. Pollutants such as oil remove the protective waterproofing of otter fur. The direct loss of essential wetland habitat has contributed to otter declines nationwide, and in some areas, trapping for their valuable pelts has been a contributing factor. During the 20th century, otter populations in Louisiana plummeted, except for those in the coastal region and the Atchafalaya Basin. Otters were extirpated from many inland areas, including Bayou Deluder, which suffered saltwater contamination associated with the natural gas industry. In other parts of the country, especially the Midwest, some states lost all of their otters. Ironically, otters are now thriving in many of these same areas as a result of restocking programs that obtained otters from coastal Louisiana. With improved water quality and restrictive trapping regulations, Louisiana otters are once again common throughout the Bayou State, and some have even settled in as Yankees farther north.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.